Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Tina.
Hey Tina, how you doing today? This is Dave. I
I'm
talked to you
great.
yesterday.
Yes, hi
Great.
Dave. How are you?
Doing good. I have my I want to pay that $50 so I can cancel my subscription.
Okay, sure, no problem. Let me pull up the account. Give me a second here. It's spinning, so it's fine. Oh, there we are. David Moore, right?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, found it. Okay, so is it still the Southfield Place address for the billing on the new card? $12.64.
Yes, I'm thinking, I guess, let me give you, because the bank was bought out by another bank and they issued new cards.
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to
So
have to
it
give
might
you
be under a different billing address, you mean?
well, the zip code.
Okay, so give me the whole billing address just in case.
Okay, because usually they just ask for the zip code when they give me when I give them the card number.
Yeah,
But
our
let's
system's
try.
different. If we don't have the whole address, it'll probably decline. So I'll just put it all in to be safe.
2728 Nevada Avenue, NEVADA Avenue. That's Norfolk, Virginia, 23513.
23513. Okay, and it's for Norfolk. Perfect. And then go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5580
Okay.
4900 0048 2653.
2653. Okay, expiration.
2 of 31.
And the code?
The code is 263.
263. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to get your authorization. And then you said you want to cancel the site after you pay this, right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Can
I see
you?
myself throwing $50 away every month, and I don't get any phone calls.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know what? I always tell people when they do the $49 package that they need to look at it like a last resort because a website in and of itself can't bring anybody clients unless you're promoting it, right? So the other package you had when you signed up, that's promoting it actively on the internet. But with this, you know, all it does is it cancels everything and keeps the site up. So yeah, I know that it is 2026 and every valid business needs a site, but at the same token, that's not fun if you're not getting any return on it. One
Well,
thing,
that's the bottom.
okay.
Yeah, that's the bottom line is to get the phone to ring, and I'm not getting it, so I don't know what to do. I just put my money in my pocket every month.
Yeah, definitely. So give me one second here. Trying to make sure everything's stored properly, and then we'll give it a whirl to process it, and then I can process the cancellation too.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we're good here. Okay, good. It stored the new address. So. Okay. Okay, that one worked. I got the green light for you. And then I just want to check one thing here before I cancel it. Oh yeah, these are super old. I was gonna say there's leads that came through the dashboard, through your website. There's 35 of them, but they're all back from last year. When did you change it to just the hosting? Let me see.
I don't
Oh
know.
yeah, that makes sense. You changed it in May of last year, and so the last lead that came through was in November. So that makes sense. So one option that I can give you, and I don't know if this would, you know, you'd want to consider it or not, but I could try to get an override and put you into the corporate rate for hosting, which is $29 a month. And the reason I suggest it, David, is I've had people tell me when they have a website that they get jobs from other sources from it. So one example was a customer called me one day and said, you know, I can you help me open up this lead coming through my site? I can't open it. I said, of course. And so it was someone that was writing in, we want to hire you for that $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing, because I remember going on that bid and it wasn't anything he generated from Google. He actually was paying a lead service. I think it was Angie's, and he went out and bid on it through Angie's. And I told him, well, guess what they did once he went out and bid on that is they did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website up and running and nice things were being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, typically you have to have 100 locations to get that 29 pricing, but I could definitely explain that to my director and see if they would allow me to put you into that rate.
I'm okay right now. You know, let me just sleep on it, and I might call back later, you know, down the road. So, but I'm okay right now. Just
to let you know, I'll send you a link to our pricing page for the website. Once the site comes down, we start at $2,500 to launch a new site plus $49 a month. So once it comes down, we wouldn't be able to give you that option. But if you do catch it in time before the whole site deactivates, then we could definitely see what we can do for you at that time. If you want to sleep on it, I could also keep it open, because what you've paid for, you know, has you paid in full till April 17th. So if you wanted to, you could keep it open and then maybe call back before or next week when you decide and see if you wanted to do it at that time.
Yeah. No, I'm okay right now. So just shut everything down and I'll see how it goes from there.
Okay. All right. You got it. All right. So I will cancel it. You're going to get a confirmation in a couple of minutes here that it's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
Okay, Tina, you've been a lot of help and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you too. Have a great rest of your day and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day and enjoy the rest of your year too. So I want to stop with just this weekend. We'll continue that throughout the year. Okay.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Okay. Well, have a great rest of your day, too. Nice talking to you, David.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Thank you.